Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So just before we started the weekend, President Trump caught everyone by surprise when he announced that he was considering banning TikTok, the social media platform with roots in China, from the United States. Now, the thing is, more than 800 million people regularly use the app, mostly to watch viral videos, with some 100 million of those users in the United States. The president is touting that this ban would be to protect Americans from national security and tech risks, but critics are saying that the move may dismay the business community, lawmakers, and young Americans, who are mostly the users of TikTok, and that Trump may just be reacting to some campaigns against him on the platform. Like, have you seen those hilarious Trump mocking videos by Sarah Cooper? If not, you have to see them, even if you like Trump. Hilarious. Sarah Cooper. By Sunday, there was a big new development. Microsoft is now considering buying the platform, and they say they've spoken to the president to get his buy-in. But what will that mean for everyone else, including for your data security? We're joined now by New York Times internet culture reporter Taylor Lorenz, who's been covering TikTok since before it caught on in the U.S. Hey, Taylor, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the problem with TikTok for the uninitiated, and why is President Trump considering having it banned?
Well, so TikTok is owned by ByteDance, which is this massive Chinese tech conglomerate. And, you know, as is sort of the issue with all Chinese-owned companies, particularly tech companies, you know, they have a more porous relationship in terms of their data than the Chinese government. The worry from Trump and TikTok critics is that, you know, TikTok or parent company ByteDance, if compelled by the Chinese government to, you know, release some user data, could potentially be leaking, you know, use that user data to the Chinese government. There is no proof that that has happened, but, you know, that is their concern.
Does the president of the United States really have the power to ban a social media platform?
Well, not really. I mean, it kind of remains to be seen. You know, there was so much speculation this weekend in terms of, like, you know, how he could do this, how it would all play out. TikTok was recently banned in India, but they have a radically different internet than us. But, you know, I believe, you know, TikTok sort of voluntarily complied with the ban. So I don't, you know, we don't know. He probably doesn't have the total power to ban it. He would need to work with Apple and Google and other stakeholders, but he can certainly make life miserable for the platform and insert him, you know, he is inserting himself in sort of the business of these tech companies.
Why was it banned in India?
It was banned in India for, you know, other sort of political reasons there, and the fact that, you know, Indian politicians thought that they weren't doing a good job of sort of, it had to do with, like, children and safety and stuff. I think that they were worried about that. I mean, TikTok in India is so radically different than TikTok in America. It's the same app, but in terms of its cultural place, you know, it's sort of different. So I think the concerns with India were a little bit separate than what Trump is speaking to.
Is China really spying on us when we're on TikTok?
There's absolutely no proof of that. And so, you know, TikTok has been adamant that its data centers are domestic, that they would never comply with Chinese requests for data. In fact, they recently pulled the company out of Hong Kong after, you know, it came under full Chinese control. So, you know, TikTok is saying that they aren't. You know, Trump is saying that they could, but there is no proof that they have, you know, that they have done anything like that.
But we should say this is not just a Trump concern. After the news broke that Microsoft was considering buying TikTok, and of course Microsoft is a U.S.-based company, so then it wouldn't be Chinese-owned. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer came out and asked Microsoft these questions.
How will the data be stored and secured? Will the Chinese have links into TikTok? So before I would be for such a merger, I'd have to get some answers to these questions.
Does Microsoft have answers to those questions for Chuck Schumer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Microsoft has thought about the details of this deal intricately. It's important to note that, you know, TikTok is not the only Chinese tech company operating in America. You know, tons of Americans use Alibaba. You know, they play games like League of Legends, which has a Chinese publisher. You know, there are tons of Chinese companies and tech platforms operating in the U.S. every day. And so I think that you're just sort of seeing these tensions play out with TikTok. And yeah, I mean, I leave it up to Microsoft to kind of determine the details of the merger. But these lawmakers are definitely, you know, scrutinizing every aspect of it.
So listeners, we can take your phone calls on this. First of all, TikTok users, let us hear from you. There are a lot of people listening who use TikTok, a lot of people listening who've never used TikTok. So explain to our non-TikTok listeners what the allure is, what you can get on that social media platform that you can't get on other social media platforms. So TikTok users, tell everybody else why you go there, 646-435-7280, and with TikTok in the news for the reasons that it's been in the news, are you concerned about your data privacy when you're on TikTok in different ways than you are when you're on other sites, listeners? And if so, do you do anything about it? 646-435-7280, or you can tweet using that Twitter, using that social media platform, tweet at Brian Lehrer, and for New York Times Internet Culture Reporter, Taylor Lorenz, who's got all these answers, 646-435-7280, or tweet at Brian Lehrer. Taylor, what were you trying to get in there and say?
Oh, I just wanted to note, you know, in terms of data privacy, obviously TikTok, you know, the Chinese ownership is a big concern, but it is not the only social app that is harvesting data on us. You know, Facebook is harvesting potentially more data than TikTok. And yes, the Chinese government might not potentially have access to it, but it can still be used in very nefarious ways. So I think we've seen a lot of, you know, different nationalities taking this stuff more seriously. We saw the passage of GDPR in Europe last year. And so I think more, you know, more countries, more administrations are starting to look at data privacy as an issue. And I hope that, you know, we as America can kind of have a reckoning, whether it's TikTok that kicks that off or Facebook. You know, I think these are really important issues.
Gee, do you think a few little American companies might be doing data harvesting like Facebook and Google and Amazon? No, you're kidding. What do you think President Trump's real concern is here? What's the subtext?
Yeah, I mean, I think that President Trump has, you know, been posturing against China for quite some time. I think this is a way for him to kind of continue to do that and continue to kind of redefine his relationship with China. And I think, and I think he's kind of just, you know, just using a ByteDance
That's okay. You cut out for a second. Using it as a political tool just by it being another vehicle for him to demonize China?
Exactly. Yes. He's using it as a way to kind of demonize China and ultimately gain more power for America. You know, if TikTok, one of these such a big influential social media app, you know, becomes at least partially under American control, I think that, you know, just sort of collects our power here a little bit more. So I think he's definitely kind of using it to make an example of things.
What about those Sarah Cooper videos, comedy videos using Trump's sound bites with her face? Do you think he cares?
Well, no, I mean, Sarah Cooper is very small on, you know, on the platform. You know, she's not a major creator at all. You have a lot of people on there. Not that her videos aren't hilarious. I think many people online enjoy them. But, you know, the majority of TikTok creators are young people. You know, people like Charli D'Amelio, Chase Hudson. These are people with up to 75 million followers, tens of millions of followers. So, you know, I think that those creators are bigger and able to make probably more powerful political statements, although Sarah Cooper is famous among people as well for her comedy. We have no idea sort of what videos Trump has seen or not seen.
Hmm. So why would Chuck Schumer pile on sort of on Trump's skepticism side of this? Is it just to show that the Democrats are also wary of China?
Yeah, and also I think data privacy issues. You know, these are issues that all lawmakers are sort of navigating. We saw all of these tech companies, you know, have to sort of speak to Congress just last week about, you know, different practices, antitrust type stuff. So I think these issues of data privacy are important to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. It's just sort of how they navigate them, you know, and how sort of how they play out. I think differs. Some people are very willing to make China the boogeyman and say, okay, let's kick ByteDance out, let's kick TikTok out, but, you know, let Facebook continue to do its thing. I think other lawmakers are like, hey, look, you know, this is a good peg to kind of pass comprehensive data privacy reform.
Oh, Mark in Manhattan is calling in to remind everybody of another reason that Trump might have something against TikTok. Mark in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling. Hi, Mark.
Hi. I haven't heard anyone suggest that this might be some sort of payback on the president's part because of the Tulsa rally and the fact that TikTok users claim to have reserved many tickets in advance they never intended to use in order to embarrass the president at the rally. So I'm just curious about what you're thinking. Love you, Brian Lehrer, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Mark, thank you very much. And yeah, we talked about that at the time. TikTok users reserving a lot of those seats for the Tulsa indoor rally, never intending to use them. And that might have been one of the reasons that the rally seemed so sparsely attended. Has that been confirmed, Taylor? And do you think it could be retaliation in that respect?
We don't know what Trump saw or didn't see in terms of that rally. It definitely was a bit of, I think, egg on his face. And a lot of TikTok users feel that this is sort of a direct response to that because Trump really did not seem to even be aware of TikTok previous to that. So we really have no way to tell what the president is thinking on this because he hasn't really stated much. You know, he just kind of states these things like we're going to ban TikTok and doesn't really elaborate into kind of his reasoning on why or how it came onto his radar. But, you know, that certainly was a very public example of how political TikTok has gotten, how TikTok is this hub for Gen Z activism, and you know, that's undoubtedly on the Trump team's radar.
Sebastian in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sebastian.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What you got?
Cool. Well, you know, recently I read in the Forbes, you know, they posted a few articles. One that Apple found TikTok able, and I don't have the specific details, but able to really spy on its users. And then a few days later, the anonymous hacker group supposedly announced the findings that the TikTok platform have some really, really deep levels of spyware. And there is, you know, association with the Chinese state in regards to this platform. So I personally stopped using it.
Sebastian, thank you very much. Can you confirm or refute any of that?
Yeah, that is not a reliable source. I am unaware of any. There is no reporting that has definitively found, any Chinese spyware in terms of TikTok. You know, there's a lot of these viral threads. There was this viral Reddit thread where this guy kind of said, reverse engineered TikTok and here's all the ways it's spying on you. Well, a lot of that stuff was debunked. It was sort of put out of context and sensationalized in this way, but there is no proof of that. I think what he might be referring to is a Forbes contributor article, which is sort of a non-reported article by a guy who sort of works in tech who sort of, again, was putting his own thing on things. I think when you start to dig into what these companies are harvesting on us, all of it is scary. There was a lot of concern around, you know, TikTok and other apps kind of copying from users' clipboards. And people were saying, well, this is crazy, you know, and it turns out LinkedIn and over 30 other apps, popular American social apps, are doing the same thing. So, you know, I think more people are digging, you know, sort of under the hood of these apps and realizing the amount of data that they harvest. But again, there is no smoking gun right now. So the idea that TikTok is Chinese spyware, that is not proven yet. And you know, the New York Times, my colleagues in cybersecurity, have, you know, spent an enormous amount of time sort of extensively reporting on this stuff. And, that is not to say either way. But basically, we just don't have the proof.
Before you go, Taylor, since your beat is internet culture, I saw a couple of weeks ago you wrote about how TikTok has become an outlet for human connection as well as creative expression for a lot of young people, and news of the platform possibly being shut down has caused anger and anxiety among its users. And last night you tweeted that the loss of TikTok would upend large swaths of the entertainment industry that have just been completely reoriented around the app. So could you explain either of those things further?
So TikTok has become completely embedded in the entertainment industry. I mean, if you look at the pop music charts, for instance, the majority of top songs are actually because they became TikTok hits. You know, that's what's making them popular. You know, studios and TV shows are casting TikTok stars in movies. And if you look at the sort of Gen Z celebrity landscape, a lot of people that are sort of most popular are these TikTok stars. So the entertainment industry has kind of really embraced TikTok, and it's been a real star maker. And I think, you know, there's so many influencers monetizing on there too, that if it was to go away, I think a lot of it, you know, wouldn't just be these TikTok stars out of a job. It would be their managers, their agents, the song promoters, the up and coming artists who can't, you know, reach an audience anymore. So it would have pretty widespread effects in the entertainment industry.
Then maybe Spotify would have to start paying artists more than a penny a play or whatever they pay them. And so finally, the Times reported last month that TikTok, which had virtually no presence in D.C., has suddenly hired more than 35 lobbyists to work on its behalf. So are they out there making a certain case?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's important to remember TikTok is not exactly like a tiny underdog here. You know, it is owned by one of the most powerful Chinese tech conglomerates, ByteDance. So, you know, they're spending an enormous amount of money just the way that Facebook is to make their case to Congress and to make their case to D.C. about, you know, certain legislation. So they're definitely flexing their political muscles and starting to kind of make their case in D.C.
So with Microsoft now in the act and saying that they had a conversation with the president over the weekend to get his buy-in to them acquiring TikTok, what's the end game here and when will we know?
Well, the deal is supposed to be done September 15th. We'll see. You know, we'll see exactly what the terms of the deal are. I think the Wall Street Journal reported recently that, you know, it could just be spinning off TikTok US. And, you know, we'll see kind of exactly what pieces of the business they buy and how they plan to protect users' data, which is the most important thing.
Taylor Lorenz, internet culture reporter for The New York Times. Thanks so much for coming on, Taylor. Really informative. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.